Zakta el gemishna vayter masecht is meisres perik gimel mishna beis. Moitzi payalov lasada. Someone brings out his workers to the field to do work there, like plowing. He's not bringing them out to collect the pears. So they don't have a right to eat min ha-Torah. Zok the Mishnah, bezman she'ein lehem olav mezainis, if he never promised to pay them, oichlin u'peturin. If he happens to give the workers some food from the te'inim that are out in the field, he says, chever, stop plowing for a second here, have some te'inim. They don't have to take off ma'isris because it's not a mekach. There's no deal. They're working, he's giving them te'inim. He's time giving them a matana. Matana does not have a din of a sale. But v'im yesh lehem olav mezainis, if the balabayis obligated himself, it's part of the deal, he's going to pay them, then oichlin achas min ha-te'ena, what they could do is take off from the fig tree one by one and eat it that way. Therefore, they're not mechuyif to take off ma'isris. Because one peri, if it's only one peri, the mekach is not koveya. But if they have two, they take off two, they have to take off ma'isris. So let me try to understand this. When the balabayis is obligated to pay them, so these te'enim are part of the deal. So that's called a mekach. But they can still eat one by one from the te'ena, which is, as we explained, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah in Perik Beis and Mishnah Hey. Remember what Rabbi Yehuda said? He said if someone buys five te'inim for an iser, it's mutter for him to eat one by one without taking off ma'isus. Because as long as you don't have two peiras together, it's not called a goyrin. It's not called gemar malacha. And mekach is only kaveya for peiras if it was nigmar malachtam. So let me just clarify again. You're telling me that these workers were hired to plow, right? And if they were hired to collect the te'inim, then they have a right to eat min ha-Torah. The Torah says you have to give it to them. That's not a mekach. That's a schus. And then they can eat even two at a time? Yes, then they can eat even two at a time. As long as it's not a mekach. Okay, so again, Hamoitzi Poyalov Lasada, he's taking out his workers to the field, and they're plowing over there. So they're not entitled to eat any te'inim. Bezman she'ein lam olav mezainis, the Mishnah said, if he never obligated himself to give them mezainis, oichlin epturin, he just says, Cherv, I know I didn't promise, but you know what? Help yourself to some of the te'inim. They don't have to take off ma'isa. Oichlin, they can eat epturin their potter. Vim yesh lam olav mezainis, if the balabayis obligated himself to pay them, it's a mekach, and therefore, oichlin, they could eat if they want, achas min ha-te'ena, one at a time. Take off a te'ena, and eat it, and it wouldn't be a chiv to take off ma'isris. But if they're going to put together two te'enim, then they're mechuyif to take off ma'isris, which we as explained is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Avol, but even though we're letting the workers take off the te'enim from the tree one at a time, loy, they should not eat min asal from the basket, v'lay min akupa, or the box, v'lay min amukza. Muksa is the place where they spread out the te'enim. Here you can't eat without first taking off ma'isris. Because once you have a bunch of them together, then the mekach clicks the chi of ma'isris into place, and it won't help to eat it one by one.